Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today we're coming to you live from London at SDN World. I'm delighted to have Robert McBride, Product Marketing Manager of Brocade, with me. Welcome, Robert.
Hello.
So this is your second time, I believe, on Chip Chat.
Yes, it is.
Welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much.
So why don't we just start with a quick reminder of your role at Brocade, and if you don't mind, a little bit about Brocade's background in the networking arena.
So before I was a product manager for one of the virtual network operating systems that Brocade has, moved on into the marketing role, where I'm responsible for all the SDN, NFV, as well as cloud go-to-market strategies, as well as activities and events, and obviously pushing a good word as far as our product sets are concerned. Brocade's background has transformed quite heavily in the past 5 years or so. So we've gone very much into the data center IP-based business. Recently, in the last 3 years, we have dived very aggressively into the software networking business, where we've done a number of acquisitions to purchase companies and software networking assets focused around virtual network functions or controller-based type of strategies. Brocade itself is heavily invested in one of our traditional core businesses, which is Fibre Channel, your traditional hardware-based data center, fabric-based type of place. Mm-hmm. And now we're aggressive into the software networking business, where we have a variety of different virtual functions to address a lot of NFV-based use cases, as well as an SDN controller that's based off of Open Daylight.
Last time I saw you was in Barcelona at Mobile World Congress, and you guys were showing off some impressive performance numbers with one of your routers. When you take a look at the software networking space, what is critical to deliver the same type of performance capabilities to the products as a traditional routing solution?
One of the most important criteria is having something intelligent that's able to understand what the new underlying hardware infrastructure is now and what the specific virtual functions are and what they specifically need of this new hardware infrastructure, and then to be orchestrated intelligently so they can take the advantages of all the various different enhanced platform characteristics like Intel's DPDK solutions or even QuickAssist solutions. So as you drive for high performance numbers from a routing perspective or even secure gateway type of services, one of the most important criteria is to actually have an intelligent orchestrator that's able to understand what does this router need to have, mm-hmm. as well as be able to place it onto the compute infrastructure, which is fundamentally now our new networking infrastructure with NFV.
So tell me where we are, do you think, in terms of broad deployments of this technology, and where do you see the industry and Brocade specifically working to deliver these capabilities into mainstream deployments?
Last we had talked, we were around this field, if you will, as far as let's prove that software was as good as its hardware counterpart by itself. Mm-hmm. All these proof of concepts and trials have now evolved into being a little bit more holistic and involving not just the individual function, but all the various other parts of this NFV architecture, whether it's the management layer or the orchestration piece. Brocade is partnering with a lot of our other technology partners. For example, I can call out like Overture. We've been working together to analyze and do specific testing that's really more real world focused. I'll take a use case specifically where you want to revolutionize the on-prem for a customer. And on this on-prem, as we look at NFV, you're looking at cost reduction. And part of that cost reduction is going to be a different type of compute platform that might be low cost or lower power or potentially even lower performing. But then to actually be able to prove, can this lower cost platform having resident on it, critical core functions like routing, firewall, or VPN, be able to deliver real world performance so it doesn't impact enterprise businesses' applications as far as like latency numbers are concerned, whether it's throughput from a performance angle or redundancy as well as reliability. So what we've done with Overture is very specific tests to prove out on an Atom-based serve, if you will, that's one of Overture's products, we can actually deliver real-world application performance, utilize the core functions like routing, firewall, VPN, and a couple of other VNFs on top of an entirely virtualized infrastructure. So we've migrated from point VNF testing to now let's look at multiple different VNFs on top of the type of platforms that customers are really going to be looking at in their actual deployment scenarios for like specific use cases like virtual CPE.
And when you take a look at this opportunity, how has the market responded? What is the customer response in terms of the core capabilities that you've been able to demonstrate?
It's been very positive. What's been happening is that they've been given the confidence now as a result of some of these proof of concepts and some of these joint testing and public type of demonstrations that NFV is real and that it's capable of actually providing the real world applicability, if you will, to what they want to try to achieve from NFV's angle.
What do you think it's going to take to get from where we are today to mainstream deployments?
A lot of the efforts, for example, you know, to kind of do a call out on the Intel Network Builders program, they're all part of this ecosystem that Intel has put together for us is actually a very nice playing field for all mm-hmm. of us to come together. The reason why I bring that out is because the efforts that are going to be a part of all of us players coming together and working with each other, it's going to be able to solve one of the biggest hurdles, which is really about interoperability. We need to ensure that with NFE, there is a very open and modular type of ecosystem that customers can have their feeling of choice, but also have the confidence that despite the choices that they make, their solution is going to be valid as well as reliable.
So tell me about the proven solutions or the particular use cases that you think the industry is rallying around for those solution stacks.
I think that revolutionizing the customer prem seems to be a very hot topic, probably the easiest one to kind of go off and tackle right now. Whether it's an on-prem virtual CPE or if it's a cloud-based virtual CPE or even potentially a hybrid approach between both, having something that's NFE-focused that's on the on-prem, but having a cloud focus and the two of them interconnected to each other.
What do you think makes that an attractive first landing zone for virtualized solutions?
It gives them an immediate insertion point to actually change how they're interacting with the customer. One of the biggest challenges that a lot of operators have today, if we look at it from a telco focus, is they're trying to coin new services or present new services. The first step that they have to take is be able to make sure the infrastructure isn't fixed. Mm-hmm. Some of us look at it from, let's go from the outside in and tackle it that way, where the outside is smaller devices. I want to say not as business critical, but they're easier to kind of consume as opposed to going into the inside where you have, you know, obviously your huge core networking devices themselves, which are a little bit more business critical and have a little bit more proving out to do.
Where do you see you guys going in terms of additional product innovation and what can the industry expect from you moving forward?
You can definitely see us investing a lot more into software. And I think the immediate proof points of that would be here in the last quarter, you know, Brocade embarked on two specific acquisitions. One was to beef up our application delivery controller story through a portfolio purchase that we did from Riverbed, specifically Steel App portfolio, which is a layer 4 through 7 traffic management, web application firewall, as well as a controller. We also now diving into the mobile networking space through the purchase of Connectum, providing now a virtual EBC solution. Organically or inorganically, we're going to keep broadening out our entire software portfolio, as well as putting a lot more expertise as well as thought leadership behind our SDN controller, which is open daylight based, that use that as that powerful glue between all the various different networking devices themselves.
For folks who are listening online, they want to learn more about the products and solutions you're delivering to the marketplace. Where would you send them?
Brocade.com. We have a lot of different product pages focused on either our SDN or NFE based solutions. Go to Twitter at Brocade and look at Intel Network Builders. Brocade's specific page on there as well, and you can see a lot of different SDN as well as NFE-focused solutions that we present.
Super. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program today.
Thank you again.